burnt, she is being sponsored for four shleimah for her. We call them Chayisara, and then Meron Gary Hoffman, in memory of Avram Rabin, Asher Hoffman, Joe. Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, Daf of Gimel Bet Aleph, in the first of the Mamakomos, Amar Chibur Hashem Arav, and Mamak Nishal Chanukah Tzorech Levarech. The person is required to recite a bracha before fulfilling the mitzvah of Nishal Chanukah. So if Yirmi Amar Aron Nishal Chanukah Tzorech Levarech, now does a person recite a bracha if one lights an Erech Chanukah, but one recites a bracha if one merely sees an Erech Chanukah. Most of the Rishonim assume that what this means is, if a person is not going to light, a person doesn't have a house, doesn't have anyone lighting for him, so then there's a special takana that a person can recite a bracha and sing the neiros. So for most of the time, bracha zaroa doesn't really apply for us. But the original halacha, the halacha malach, the Shulchan Aruch, of course, does apply for us. So Amar Rav Yehuda, what bracha does the person recite? Rav Yehuda tells us, Yom Rishon Arom Mevarach Shtayim, Umalach Mevarach Shalosh, Mikan Ve'elach Malach Mevarach Shtayim, Arom Mevarach Achas. On the first night of Chanukah, so if a person merely sees the candles, he only recites two brachas. He obviously doesn't recite Lahadik Neshul Chanukah. That's reserved only for the Madlik. So on the first night, so the Madlik says three brachas, Lahadik Shas Nisim and Zman, and Shechiyanu, and the Roa says two, and on subsequent nights, so the Madlik says two, the brachas of Lahadik and the brachas of Shas Nisim, and does not recite Shechiyanu after the first night. I think Gemara goes into a discussion why that is, why Shas Nisim each night, and Shechiyanu is not, but when all the dust settles, the halach is quite clear that Shechiyanu, of course, is only recited on the first night of Chanukah. So the Chari, we have to take a look at this Gemara for a moment and ask ourselves a basic question. Why is there Shechiyanu B'chol? Forget about how many nights are you going to say the Shechiyanu. Why in the world do you recite Shechiyanu when you light Neiros Chanukah? So at first glance, it sounds like a strange question, because we've all been trained to think that, well, when you do a mitzvah once a year, so of course you recite Shechiyanu. Well, we have to figure out, is that really true or not? So the Rishonim have a major machloikis as to how to understand what the nature of the Shechiyanu is all about. Why is it that the Gemara says in such a double poshut that the Malik recites Shechiyanu, that the Roh recites Shechiyanu? What is the Shechiyanu all about on Chanukah? So if we get a little bit of a better understanding of this, it may help us not only in terms of understanding the particular style of Shechiyanu on Chanukah, but it may impact on some other aspects of the Yom Tov as well. So Tosfos in the second of the Mamakomos tells in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, comments on when the Gemara says that when a person builds a Sukkah, so they recite the bracha of Shechiyanu. Our meaning is that we hold off in the Shechiyanu until we sit in the Sukkah. The Hikam Medina de Gemara, he built the Sukkah a week before Sukkah. You can also say Shechiyanu, but we don't do that. We combine the Shechiyanu of the Yom as well as the Shechiyanu of the Mitzvah of Sukkah, all rolled into one. That first Shechiyanu that we recite on Sukkah night, that is poter, both Chiyuv of Shechiyanu. It's poter the Chiyuv of the Yom Tov, and it's poter the Chiyuv of the Mitzvah Yeshiv of the Sukkah. But technically speaking, the Mitzvah Sukkah itself is a Gorev, is a Mechayev, requires a Shechiyanu. So Tosfos throws up the hands and says, "Sarva Farish, Tam, Maishna, Diyesh Mitzvah, Shetekinu Levach Shechiyanu, Diyesh Mitzvah, Shalot Tekinu, Shalot Tekinu." How come there are certain mitzvahs that Chazal instituted the recitation of Shechiyanu, and other mitzvahs, we don't find the person says Shechiyanu? So then Tosfos starts to figure out which ones yes, which ones no. Tosfos starts to figure out what's the rule. So he says, "Biasiyas Sukkah V'lulav Tekinu." When you perform the mitzvah of building a Sukkah, you make your lulav, so then you recite Shechiyanu, Kidyashkan Hocha. But if the person puts on tefillin, person puts on tzitzis for the first time, puts on tefillin for the first time, so the choral one does not recite a Shechiyanu. And Tosfos tried to figure out why yes, why certain mitzvahs yes, certain mitzvahs no. So then Tosfos skips down, we can skip a little bit down to Tosfos. The first one lies in the Chmochein, four lines into the Tosfos. The Chmochein is the doctor, the Shechiyanu lam and lam mevarech, midlo chasrem, so the chen pidgin aben, mevarech Shechiyanu, kadisa the sel perek avit sachim. Vilu Amila Lomavarech, the Lochashi Parakat Chaylas. Says Tosfos, when it comes to Shechiyanu for a pigeon aden, the Gemara says explicitly in Dan Maseches Tzachim that Shechiyanu is in fact recited, whereas when it comes to a bris mila, we don't find that Shechiyanu is said. In fact, there are some Rishonim who said it is said, but Tosfos is under the impression that it's not said. So Tosfos says, what is it? What's the yisod? What's the mechayev of Shechiyanu? Half the mitzvahs out there have Shechiyanu. The lulav has Shechiyanu and the sukkah has Shechiyanu. Whereas the tefillin does not Shechiyanu, the tzitzis don't have Shechiyanu, and the pidgin aben has Shechiyanu, and the mila does not Shechiyanu. What's the secret behind this bracha of Shechiyanu? So it comes to us that it says, the stum of the pshat is as follows, you know, to the three lines on the bottom of the Tosfos, the nireh, the mitzvah sheyesha la simcha, tiknu Shechiyanu. Says Tosfos, the answer must be, is that just because one is doing a mitzvah, that in and of itself is not a mechayev of Shechiyanu. It has to be a very unique mitzvah, a mitzvah that carries with it the chiyuv of simcha. A mitzvah that has the concept of simcha related to it, only mitzvah shel simcha requires shechiyanu. So therefore, now you go back to the list. So mishtama, lulav, that's a pretty happy mitzvah. It's matzim chaseinu. Sukkah, those are matzim chaseinu. Types of mitzvahs. Whereas tzitzis and tzolim, they're wonderful mitzvahs. Tzitzis and tzolim, but there's no particular great joy. I mean, all mitzvahs. If there's Hashem b'simcha, mitzvah gedol, yes, b'simcha tzolim. It's a wonderful thing to be happy when you're doing mitzvahs. But in terms of a particularly unique requirement of being in the state of simcha, so we can understand that sukkah, yes, and lulav, yes, and maybe tzitzis and tzolim, no. How do we explain away the discrepancy between bris milah on the one hand and pidyon haben on the other hand? So the Baal HaMor fills in the end of the gap. The Baal HaMor, the third Imam HaKobos, wasn't printed out, but the Baal HaMor, the end of the Sachim, points out that he thinks that pidyon haben also falls into this category of mitzvah shel simcha, because pidyon haben, says the Baal HaMor, is not just a mitzvah bi'alma, but in a sense it's a mitzvah that celebrates the fact that the child is Baruch Hashem alive and well. We know the Gemara tells us that for the first 30 days of a baby's life, so we never really know whether the child is going to live. The baby is what's called an halacha suffix nefel. So we're not sure whether it's really a viable birth. In fact, that's what we know. Rahman al-Fan Hukkot Avelos says it did, that if a baby passes away within 30 days, so the simple reading of the Gemara Shulchan Aruch is that there's no Avelos for the child, because we're afraid we never really know. The suffix Avelos Lekula, we don't really know whether the baby really was meant to survive in the first place. So we know that for the first 30 days of the baby's life, everything's somewhat touch and go. Comes 30 days, so now the Torah says, Pidyon HaBen, now we can celebrate. Now the baby, Baruch Hashem, is alive and well. So therefore, Pidyon HaBen has with it that aspect of the mitzvah shel simcha. The Baal HaMor sometimes is misquoted. Sometimes people say that according to the Baal HaMor, the reason why you say Shechiyanu by a Pidyon HaBen has nothing to do with this Pidyon HaBen. It just has to do with the fact that the baby has lived for 30 days. So it's a great amount of simcha. That's clearly not what the Baal HaMor is saying. If that would be true, you should say it on every boy, say it on every girl also. You should say it on every baby. It's the same simcha, but it's the first of the 10. So obviously what the Baal HaMor meant to say was, when you have a mitzvah which has that component of simcha, so then the mitzvah, such a mitzvah, it's the ispe simcha, is a mechayev of shechiyanu. So I can understand that Pidyon HaBen has a certain degree of simcha to it, and therefore it warrants a shechiyanu. So according to Tosfos and the Baal HaMor, the Yesod HaDavar, really the unifying theme of all the mitzvahs, which mitzvahs have shechiyanu, which mitzvahs don't have shechiyanu, the mitzvahs which are simcha-oriented have shechiyanu, the mitzvahs which are not simcha-oriented do not require shechiyanu. It's in fact for this reason that the Baal HaMor has an interesting answer to a question that's posed as to why is there no shechiyanu by Sviras HaOmer. So the Baal HaMor suggests a tremendous chiddush. He says that it could be that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Haya Kayim, they really did recite the shechiyanu at the time of Sviras HaOmer, because then it was a kevalik mitzvah, a kevalik mitzvah simcha. After all, people have been eating chadash for the last couple of months. They're hungry already. It's a new beginning. You're looking forward to Mount Torah. Shvir Sa'om is a wonderful mitzvah. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Haya Kayim. Says the Baal HaMor, Bizman Hazeh, Shvir Sa'om is a very, very depressing mitzvah. What's depressing about it? Because it's not Deraisa anymore. Because the Baal HaMor is Sa'adi, like those we've shown him, that Shvir Sa'om Deraisa only applies Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Haya Kayim. Bizman Hazeh, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. So says the Baal HaMor, whenever you do a mitzvah, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. You give a krecht when you count Shvira. Like Nebuch, what do we say? Rachel and Yach, Shalon of us, Nechishul and Karma. As soon as you get the words of Sphira out of your mouth, you're already lamenting the fact that we don't have the real mitzvah derais of Sphira anymore. So the Baal HaMor is a Chiddush. That's why there's no Shechiyano and Sphira of Bizman HaZeh, because it's a depressing type of a mitzvah. So this Yesod of Tosef, this Yesod of the Baal HaMor, that basically you have to identify, is it a mitzvah shel simcha or not? If it's Yesh B'Simcha, it requires Shechiyano. If it's Ein B'Simcha, then it doesn't require Shechiyano. So now we have to go back to the Gemara Masechet Shabbos in light of this understanding. So the Chora, why is it that the Gemara in Shabbos assumes as such a double poshut that we recite Shechiyanu when we light Neres Chanukah? So according to Tosfos, according to the Baal HaMor, what the Gemara must be telling us is that this mitzvah of Neres Chanukah falls into that category of mitzvah Yesh Ben Simcha. This is not just a tzitzis tefillin tikkun mitzvah, this is a sukkah lulav tikkun mitzvah, this is a mitzvah that's exciting, this is a mitzvah Yesh Ben Simcha. What's the Gevaltik of Simcha? Yesh Ben Neres Chanukah. So the Rishonim explain, what's the Gevaltik of Simcha? The Maritik of Simcha. It's a celebration of the Nes. By definition, every time you celebrate a Nes, that's an Inyan of Simcha. According to Tosfos, that's probably the same reason why we recite Shechiyanu by Kriyas HaMegillah. The same story. The Kriyas HaMegillah is also a mitzvah which commemorates a Nes. Whenever you have any mitzvah that commemorates a Nes, that by definition is called the mitzvah Sheyesh B'Simcha. So according to the Tosfos, according to the Baal HaMor, the Shechiyanu of Neres Chanukah is very well understood in light of the notion of Simcha Sheyesh B'Neres Chanukah. However, not all Rishonim accepted this whole theory of Tosfos and the Baal HaMor. There are other opinions of Rishonim as to solve this riddle of mitzvahs which require Shechiyanu, which mitzvahs don't require Shechiyanu. So the Rambam takes an entirely different approach to this problem. The Rambam, the fourth of the Rambam Kamas, the Nuchas Brachas, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, Rambam tells us, kol mitzvah she mizman l'zman. Any mitzvah that's zman-oriented, any mitzvah that has a season to it, so those types of mitzvahs require shechiyanu. How did the Rambam know that there's a concept of season? How is that related to shechiyanu? So the Gemara has that idea by the shechiyanu we recite in Yom Tovim. The Gemara says that we recite shechiyanu in all the Yom Tovim, even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are not necessarily muadim in the fullest sense of the word. The Gemara says we still recite a shechiyanu on them because the dvarim abuam is man l'zman. As the bracha sounds, shechiyanu b'yom l'zman hazeh. Whenever you have some hischatshus, whenever you have some new event that happens that hasn't happened for a long time, hasn't happened in an entire year, so that new event requires a shechiyanu. So the Gemara only uses that term of v'davar abuam is man l'zman in the context of the shechiyanu on Yom Tovim. The Rambam borrows that Gemara in Erevin and Daf Mem, which was originally said only gabbi the Yom Tovim, and the Rambam applies that to the Shechion of Mitzvahs as well. The Rambam says, this is the answer to this dilemma of the Bali HaTosis. How come some Mitzvahs require Shechion and others don't? The Rambam says, very simple, kol Mitzvah she Nizman Nizman, Kigon, one of the examples of the Mitzvahs Habos Nizman Nizman, Shofar, Vesukah, Velula, Mitzvah, Megillah, and Hanukkah, those are the five Mitzvahs which require a Shechion, because those are Mitzvahs that you only do once a year. Shofar, Vesukah, etc. All these Mitzvahs, Advarma, Mishchach, Nizman Nizman. Therefore, other kinds of mitzvahs don't necessarily require a shechiyanu. Then the Rambam has a little bit of a different twist about certain mitzvahs such as tzitzis and tefillah, and mitzvahs that are included with a person's possessions. The person buys the beggar, the person buys the bear, pair of tefillah. The Rambam has a different twist on that, different from not relevant really for Ashkenazi per se. Then the Rambam goes on the next line, the chay mitzvah, she'ena tadira ve'ena mitzvi b'chol eis. He comes around and says, what if you have a type of a mitzvah? It's not really time related in the sense of there's no set season for this particular mitzvah. It's not like shofar, Neres Chanukah, Kriyas Megillah. That's every single year. Year in year, Achafei Kislev comes, you light Neres Chanukah. But you have a type of a mitzvah that's a rare occurrence. The mitzvah happens once. It could happen once a year. It could happen once every 5 years, once every 20 years. It's a rare type of an occasion. So says the Rambam, that's what's called the mitzvah she'ena tadira, the ena mitzvah b'choleis. Says the Rambam, that also requires a shechiyanu. Why is that? So the Rambam says, she'arehi doma the mitzvah she'im izman l'zman. It's not quite the same. I'm using the word domes, but it's not exactly the same, but it's similar. It's an extension of that principle of Dovra Bomi's Mamazman. What are those mitzvahs which fall under the second category, which is in a sense the subset of a mitzvah Bomi's Mamazman? Says the Rambam, Yom Milas B'Nel Pidyon HaBen, Revarach Lebishas HaShiyasa Shechiyanu. Comes the Rambam and says, if the Rol the Gemara tells us in Sochim that you say Shechiyanu or Pidyon HaBen, that's a given, that's a fact that you recite Shechiyanu or Pidyon HaBen. So the Rambam was asking himself, wait a second, according to my theory that the mitzvahs that require shechiyanu has nothing to do with simcha. The Rambam didn't learn like Taisus that it has to do with the aspect, the unique aspect of simcha. The Rambam understood it's the mitzvah bomi's man l'zman. That's the mechayev of shechiyanu. So the Rambam was asking himself, wait a second, so Taka, why does pidyon haben require shechiyanu? It's not a mitzvah habo mizman l'zman. It's not once a year you make a pidyon haben. So it comes around and says, it must be that Chazal had another thing in mind by Pidyon HaBen. The Pidyon HaBen is related, it's the corollary of a mitzvah bo mizman l'zman. It's a mitzvah she'enev mitzuya. A mitzvah which is a rare occurrence. It's like a shtikol shechiyanu v'kivan l'zman hazeh also. You can also be mishalech to Ribono Shel Olam for making us, helping us to arrive at this particular time, even though it's not a date on the calendar. But it's a davar bo, which is not monthly. Let's say, for example, other mitzvahs. So say a person washes tefillah shidayim. So you're not going to say Shechiyanu each time you wash the Tilz Yidayim, wash the Tilz Yidayim 20 times a week. But if you do a Bris Milah or Pidyon HaBen first, you do a Pidyon HaBen once in 20 years, once in 50 years, maybe once in a lifetime, many people never do a Pidyon HaBen. So that's called the Mitzvah She'enet Tadira. So then the Rambam added on and said that not only is Pidyon HaBen Enet Tadira, but Milah, the Rambam said, is also Enet Tadira. Now Tosfos had said before, there is no Shechiyanu on Milah, and the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. The Rambam holds, we spoke about this in the Sunday morning show a little bit recently, that the Rambam holds that you do in fact decide a Shechiyanu on Bris Milah, because that's also called Eina Tadira. Why is it called Eina Tadira? Even though there are a lot of Brisim, we get invited to a lot of Brisim, but each person, how many Brisim does a person make? Even a person has 10 boys, so you still, it takes at least 9 months from one Bris to the next, so it's not going to be so Tadira, so it's a little bit of time is going to pass. That's called a mitzvah she'ena tadira. The Rambam is defining ena tadira in terms of the individual. When it comes to pidyon haben, so pidyon haben stam is not such a common occurrence. Bris milah is a very, very common occurrence, but it's not so common for each individual. It can be very common. There are a lot of brisim, and now we have no tachlin for other reasons because of Chanukah. Those are davening b'nei shur in the morning. They can go weeks by without saying tachlin. So a brisim, a very, very common occurrence. But for the person to make his own bris, that's not so common. So So this is the Rambam's whole theory about Shekhyanu, that the Rambam holds that basically the Mechayev of Shekhyanu is either a literal mitzvah bo mizman lezman, or if it's not quite mizman lezman, but it's an antidira, therefore it also requires a Shekhyanu. So this is...
Why is
the Shekhyanu in the Kirshaka? What is there? Tell us the Simcha learned. That's also it means, it's like the key of Simcha, something like that. The Gemara is a Suffolk. Who makes the Shekhyanu at Pidgin Aden? Is it the father or is it the Kohen? So the Gemara is a strange Suffolk. The Gemara says maybe the father should say because he's the one who's doing the mitzvah. Then the Gemara says no, maybe the Kohen should say because he's the one who's making the money. He's the one who's cashing in on the deal. So the Gemara paskins the Hilchos of Aviyah Bein Mavar, that the father makes it. So the Echelon of Machlekes and the Gemara paskins that Aviyah Bein Mavarech, does that mean the Aviyah Bein to the exclusion of the Kohen? Or does that mean that, of course, both of them are chayav in the bracha? It's just a question, who should be motzi who? So that's what there's some achron lamach, but at the pidgin aben, some posts say they tell the kohen to have in mind to be yaitu with the father shechiyon. The father should have in mind to be yaitu the kohen. That's where it comes from. He's a ksav sorry, if I'm not mistaken, that's such a kapeda. But that's what the Rambam's chiddush. The Rambam says that if you have a rare mitzvah, then you say shechiyon. Yeah. That's the Rambam's chiddush. Right, so the Rambam says mitzvah shem kinuyim lo. A person buys a pair of tefillin, so then a person in Yochanan, and then a person would in fact recite shechiyanu.
Anytime you buy a pair of tefillin.
Right, you buy a pair of tefillin, you would say shechiyanu. Right, not alt kelim chadashim, alt cholos ha-mitzvah or something. That's what the Rambam sounds like. So we really have two totally different approaches in the Rishonim as to what the shechiyanu on mitzvah in general is all about. And now we have to plug this in, of course, for the sugya of Neres Chanukah. So according to Tosfos, the reason why you say shechiyanu by Neres Chanukah is because of the unique feature of Simcha Shelo. Whereas according to the Ram, that may not be true. According to the Ram, maybe there's no Simcha of Neres Chanukah. I mean, it's a nice holiday, but maybe there's no Kiyum of Simcha. Maybe there's nothing unique of Simcha about Neres Chanukah. It's a mitzvah, like a mitzvah Yudayim. You do mitzvahs. So comes the Rambam and says that the Shekhyanu has nothing to do with Simcha. The Shekhyanu has to do with the fact that it's a mitzvah b'am mizman lezman. There is a third possible understanding as to why we recite Shekhyanu for Neres Chanukah, for that matter, for Kriyas and Megillah. Maybe neither like Tosfos, nor like the Rambam. We've been assuming for the last 20 minutes that the Shekhyanu that we recite on Chanukah night, the first night of Chanukah, is a function of the mitzvahs near Chanukah. So we have stuck with the whole problem, which mitzvahs yes, which mitzvahs no. We have two different agdoras in the Rishonim. So the Bir Halacha in the fifth of the Mamakomos quotes a Meiri. I think it'll be easier to find it in the Bir Halacha than to find it in the Meiri. So the Bir Halacha quotes a Meiri in the fifth of the Mamakomos, the Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Beis, that three lines from the bottom of the Bir Halacha. This particular Bir Halacha happens to be in Hukos Purim, but it's the same discussion. But the Meiri writes itself, Zelashono. Let's say you have a guy, he's not going to light Neres Chanukah that night, he's going to be on a plane, he's going to be somewhere he's going to be, and he's not going to see any Neres either, so it's impossible for him to have any Shaykhah to Neres Chanukah. So what should he do? So it comes to me with a Chiddush Gobi Yeshomim, Shemavorach La'atzmo She'asa Nisim, V'Shechiyana B'Layla Rishona, V'Shechiyana Nisim Chola Leilos, V'Advar Mirim, Akam Hashanim. There is some of the opinion that you recite She'asa Nisim each night of Chanukah, even if you're not going to light candles. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, you only say She'asa Nisim if, either if you light or if you see candles. So the Meiri says, Yeshayim, that the Gemara is just telling you the optimal way to do it. L'chatchil, you should say it when you light. If you're not lighting, then l'chatchil, you should say it B'Sha'asa Re'iyah. But if push comes to shove, there's nothing. There's no adlock, and there's no Re'iyah, nothing. So you should still be able to say She'asa Nisim. She'asa Nisim is a takon in and of itself. The Meiri seems to be understanding that She'asa Nisim is not part of the mitzvah of Lachas Ner Chanukah. There's a mitzvah each and every day of Chanukah. You have to be Shabbat to the Baruch Shalom for the nates of Chanukah. The proper time to say it is B'Sha'asa Lacha. Technically speaking, if you're not modeling, you could say it at any time during the day as well. That's quite a chiddush in terms of the Hagdah, in terms of the nature of She'asa Nisim. But we're not learning the Sugah of She'asa Nisim, we're learning the Sugah of Shekhyanu. The Meiri is telling us another tremendous chiddush about Shekhyanu, that the Shekhyanu, or the first night of Chanukah, is not really mitzvah-oriented. You can conceive of saying Shekhyanu even if you're not lighting candles, even if you're nowhere near candles. The guy, let's say last night, the guy was on a plane last night, no candles, nothing, he didn't see any candles, he didn't light any candles, nobody lit any candles, and now it's 11 o'clock at night, the first night of Chanukah, says to me if he wants, he can say Shekhyanu. What's he saying Shekhyanu? He's not doing the mitzvah. The answer is, because the yom just came, Because the same way you say Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur, even though there's no mitzvah Sayom, when you say Shechiyanu by the Seder, the Shechiyanu is not just on the mitzvah Salayla, it's on the Kedushas Sayom of Pesach, or Shechiyanu on Shavuos, there's no mitzvah Sayom on Shavuos, there's no mitzvah Sayom on Shmini Atzeres, and you still say Shechiyanu, Shechiyanu is on the Kedushas Sayom. So here, Chanukah is not quite a Kedushas Sayom, but it's a special day. It's a special marked day on the calendar. So the special day of Chanukah comes, it's warrants a Shechiyanu. So this opinion of the Meir is a tremendous chiddush. Most of the posts say we don't follow this. I mean, it gives, nobody says Shechiyanu. If you're not actually lighting, you're not actually seeing the candles. But the Meir had such an idea. So the Meir seems to be saying different from Tosfos and different from the Rambam. The Meir is telling us that the Shechiyanu on Chanukah night is only doing the candles. It's the Shechiyanu on the candles. Malazah, the Chanukah, the Yom Tov Chanukah has arrived. It's a nice thing to do to say in the context of the candles. Why should you say when you're playing dreidel? You should say when you're lighting the candles. But it's not ma'akev, it's not an integral part of the mitzvah per se. So we have three different ma'alchim in the Rishonim. One's the Shechiyanu and Chanukah, the Shechiyanu, because it's a mitzvah shel simcha, the Shechiyanu, because it's a mitzvah bo mizman lezman, or the Shechiyanu, nothing to do with the mitzvah, it's a Shechiyanu which has to do with the yom itself. This idea, that at least according to Tosfos and Mechadesh, that the lighting of the candles is a mitzvah sheyesh b'simcha, that's a halachic category, called the mitzvah sheyesh b'simcha. So the truth is that the only Rishon that really says Mamash b'feirush that Chanukah is a zman of simcha happens to be the one Rishon who didn't have to say it for the purpose of Shechiyanu. That was the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Shechiyanu that you say in Chanukah has nothing to do with the mitzvah sheyesh b'simcha. It has to do with b'am zman l'zman. But Afal Pichein, even though the Rambam himself didn't need it, but the Rambam is actually the one who said it. So here the Rambam, which I think it's the next one. I think it's Halacha Gimel. I think it was printed by mistake. The Rambam, when he describes the background to the Yom Tov Chanukah, it gives you the whole historical background. In the beginning of the Chanukah, it's not printed out the part that I wanted. And at the end, the Rambam writes that therefore the Chacham Shem Osu Ador will misakta the days of Chanukah as Yemei Simcha V'Hala V'Hodoya. So that phrase Simcha does not appear in the Gemara. The Gemara says the Kavum Yom Tovim V'Hala V'Hodoya, as we say at the end of the Al Nisim, the Kavum Shmonis Mechanukah L'Hoydus L'Hal L'Simcha Hagadol. That's pretty much a quote, a paraphrase of the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, that they were kaveh the days of Chanukah l'chodus l'hal l'shim chag l'adol. That's the mitzvah of saying Hal and the Shalsa Nisim, and perhaps the saying of the Al Nisim. All the different kiyum that we do in Chanukah, those are all expressions of l'chodus l'hal l'shim chag l'adol. And the Rambam felt compelled to add one phrase. The Rambam says, "Kavim yimei simcha v'hal avodoya." Not only are the days of Hal avodoya, but the yimei simcha as well. Now, this is a questionable concept that the Rambam is telling us. The regular standard understanding of simcha, as we know from other areas of halacha, doesn't seem to play out in terms of Chanukah. Say, l'moshel, there's a mitzvah, a simcha, and simcha is a boss of the yayin, the Rambam writes. So there's no din of boss of the yayin in Chanukah. There's a din of mitzvah, there's a milchis on Chanukah, there's a cheese on Chanukah. So the din of mishnah and simcha and boss of the yayin, those din of apply in Purim, that's true on Purim, but those are not really true in Chanukah. There is a shayla, the Rishonim. Is there any mitzvah to be ma'abed b'shudas on Chanukah? The halacha is one is not allowed to fast on Chanukah. That's Medina de Gemara. That's an ishagam with the fast on Chanukah. But to actually have a suda to be misameach, so most of the Rishonim assume that there really is no such a mitzvah. The Ramah has a pshara. The Ramah writes that there's not a real mitzvah suda on Chanukah, but it's a quasi-shudas mitzvah. So if you sing a little bit and you get some shiras and shvachas out of it, so you can transform what's a shvachas shudas mitzvah into a real shudas mitzvah. That's the shitas haramah. But in terms of how one expresses the Simcha on Chanukah is a little bit vague according to the Rambam. But one thing is clear, the Rambam himself compelled to say that that defines the very essence of the Yom as a Yom Simcha, so there has to be some kind of lach and nafkamina to that. So according to Tosfos, there's takachaps and nafkamina from that. According to Tosfos, who says that only mitzvahs which are Simcha oriented require Shechiyanu, so the Chori, you have to put that Tosfos together with the Rambam. So it's strange that the Rambam didn't need that, because the Rambam had a different version of Shechiyanu. So the Rambam, we don't know what the Rambam means when he says that there's a mitzvah simcha on Chanukah. There's no mitzvah sudim, there's no mitzvah bas, there's no mitzvah yayin, there's no shechiyanu shel simcha. The Rambam holds avelus, there's no egg in the full force, the regular din of avelus apply in Chanukah. So we don't know what are the halachic ramifications of that statement of the Rambam, but it's an interesting concept that may help the Balei Tosfos. The Tosfos clearly learned that there is some kind of an aspect of simcha on Chanukah, and that explains why we're reciting shechiyanu. This idea that somehow in between the lines there may be a certain aspect of Simcha and Chanukah which may really play out in the Maisa, may also explain another mitzvah of the form of Chanukah, and that's the mitzvah of saying Hallel. So the Rambam has an interesting comment about Hallel in general. All the din of Hallel happened to appear in the Chanukah. The Rambam in the sixth of the Rambam comes at the bottom of Halacha Vav, The Rambam makes a statement about the Hal of Chanukah. It's lo Hal of Chanukah b'var hu mi divrei shofrim. Ela kriyas ha'al the ola mi divrei shofrim. B'chol yom shigom hemis ha'alel. The Rambam says in one fell swoop that all of Hal is on the midrabanan. The Hal of Chanukah is the shul midrabanan. All Chanukah is the rabanan. And the whole Hal of, even the Hal of Yom Tovim, one could have perhaps conceived that it would be a deraisa dika mitzvah. So the Rambam says it's not true. The Hal of the tchil of Yatzayt is on the midrabanan. The reason why the Rambam felt so strong in making the statement that he had to tell you that it's mamish midrabanan, don't think it's deraisa, is because lafukah, the opinion of the Bahag, the Baal Lachas Gedolos, counted off as the Tariq mitzvah. So one of the 613 mitzvahs that he counted was saying Halal. So the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says a long tirade against the Bahag. He says, well, how do we count that? As one of the 613 mitzvahs. The 613 mitzvahs, the Gemara says in Machos, were Tariq mitzvahs, Nemru L'Moshe. They were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were Nemru B'Sinai. If Halal is only midrabanan, it wasn't Nemru B'Sinai. So how would the work in qualify to the count of 613? So the Rambam is adamant that Kriyas Halal is only a mitzvah midrabanan, and Chanukah and Yom Tov, the whole Hal HaTamikol Kol is only midrabanan. So the Ramban, in his comments on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, takes issue with this Rambam, and the Ramban argues that it's not so poshut that Halal is only midrabanan. The Ramban suggests the following interesting split. He says that Halal and Chanukah is probably midrabanan. The Gemara even uses that phrase, Halal midrabanan, as relates to Chanukah. But the Ramban says that he thinks that Hal and Yom Tov is mamash a mitzvah d'araisa. What kind of mitzvah d'araisa could Hal and Yom Tov be? Where does it say in the Chumash, V'davar Shem HaShalem, say Halel? So the Ramban says that there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, d'araisa. And Simchas Yom Tov, at least according to many Rishon, the Ramban included, doesn't only mean to bring karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, but it means what we call in Allah Hashar Simachos, any expression of Simchas, Yayin, Bosa maybe, buying your wife clothes, giving things to the kids, anything that makes everybody happy, is a mitzvah d'araisa of Shar Shemachos, that's included in the Samachta b'Chagecha. So the Ramban says that something which is included in the Samachta b'Chagecha is Kriyas HaHalal as well. How did Ramban know that Kriyas HaHalal is a kiyum of Simcha? That's the Gemara Masechet Erichin. The Gemara Erichin says that how do we know in the Beis HaMikdash that we have to sing Shira b'Shas HaKrovas HaKrabanas? What does it say? Hashir Shalavim Omer Beis HaMikdash. How do you know when they bring the Karban Talmud, the Levim sang Shira? Where does it say that in the Chumash? So one of the Bekairis for the mitzvah of Shiras HaLevim is quoted from the Pasuk, Tachas HaShel Avadatas HaShem L'Kecha V'Simcha V'Tuv Leiva. So Avadatas HaShem L'Kecha, the term Avoida always means Avodah HaKarbonos. So the Pasuk is criticizing Klal Yisrael for being Oivir in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the state of Simcha V'Tuv Leiva. So what does it mean, Simcha V'Tuv Leiva? How do you bring a Karban V'Simcha V'Tuv Leiva? What do you do practically? So the Gemara says, what's an Avodah V'Simcha V'Tuv Leiva? Every Yom is a Shira. When a person sings, that's a shows in a good mood. Rashi says in that Gemara, the famous line, that Ein Adam Shar Shira El Mitoch Simcha V'Tuv Leiva. That's a song that was made famous, that Rashi. But Rashi says it. Rashi is before the song. So Rashi says that whenever the halacha requires of us to be in the state of Simcha V'Tuv Leiva, that means, i.e. to sing Shira. Shira is an expression of Simcha V'Tuv Leiva. So if that's the case, says the Ramban, that on Yom Tov, when there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, then the corollary of Simchas Yom Tov is Shira Sahalel. If you don't say Hal and Yom Tov, that's like not eating basar and Yom Tov, that's like not having yayin and Yom Tov, that's like not buying your wife and clothes and Yom Tov, that's a chisorin in the midst of Simchas Yom Tov. So the Ramban makes this equation in Halacha between recitation of Halel and being in the state of Simcha. Now perhaps we could borrow this Ramban. The Ramban is not talking about Chanukah, the Ramban is talking about the Yom Tovim, but perhaps we could borrow the Ramban and plug it into Halel and Chanukah as well. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Erichin that there are two very different reasons why we say Halal on different occasions during the year. Certain days we say Halal because of the Yom Tovim. That's what the Gemara says, that you say Halal on a Yom Tov, even if no historical event happened on that Yom Tov. Let's say, L'mashal, Shmini Atzeres. Nothing happened in Shmini Atzeres, and we still say Halal. But the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. We should really say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also, for that matter, because the Yom Tovim, nothing happened on Rosh Hashanah. Nothing happened, what was created, but that's not why we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah. So comes the Gemara and says that just the fact that something is a Yom Tov, the Yom Tov is a Mechayev of Halel, even in the absence of the Nes. We don't say Halel Rosh Hashanah for technical reasons, because we're scared, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason, etc. But the Karon, we really should have said Halel Rosh Hashanah as well. So the Gemara says, you see that a Mayed, whatever is called a Mayed Hashem, is a Mechayev in Halel. Yom Tov is a Mechayev in Halel. Then the Gemara says, Me'idach Tisa, you find that sometimes we recite Halel when it's not a Yom Tov Bechlal, even though there's no Kedushas Hayom, there's no Issa Malacha, but the mere fact that a Nes occurred, that is enough reason to warrant saying a Halel. For example, Chanukah, Gemara says Chanukah is a classic example is the prototype of a Hallel, which has nothing to do with Yom Tov. There's no Hallel. Chanukah is not a Yom Tov. The Gemara says, become Yom Tovim. It doesn't mean a halachic Yom Tov. It's a nice day of celebration. There's no Kedushas HaYom in Chanukah. There's no Shem Malach in Chanukah. But Avah B'chein, we recite Hallel. The reason why we recite Hallel is because of the Neishavah. So the Gemara Erechin is quite clear that these are two different Nechayim of Hallel. There's a Hallel B'Torah Yom Tov. There's a Hallel B'Torah Neish. Even though it may be true that these are different mechayvim and they work with different guidelines, there may be differences in the halacha between these different types of halal, but perhaps one could suggest that even though they're different, the ikaron, but they both stem from the same source. That means there is a common denominator, there is a common link between the halal of Yom Tov and the halal of Neis. What's that common denominator? What is the similarity? We know they're different. We know that the Hallel of Shavuos is very, very different than the Hallel of Chanukah. One's a Yom Tov without an Ace, and one's an Ace without a Yom Tov. But even though they're different, there may still be something that connects the two. And what is it? What's the common denominator between the Hallel of Yom Tov and the Hallel of Neis? So perhaps it's the element of Simcha. Based on what the Ramban told us, that Simcha and Hallel go hand in hand. Whenever a person is in a state of Simcha, the proper halachic way to express Simcha is through Shira, through being Meshavech to the Ben Shalalem. So there are different times during the course of the year when we're supposed to be in the state of Simcha, and there are different things that bring about that Simcha. So Yom Tov is a Mechayev of Simcha. Shavuot is a Mechayev of Simcha. Shmini Atzeres is a Mechayev of Simcha. Nothing happened on Shmini Atzeres. There was no historical event. We're not commemorating nothing on Shmini Atzeres. And Af Al Pi Chein, it's a Zman of Simcha. Whenever you have a Moed Hashem, Moed Hashem is Mechayev of Simcha. Rosh Hashanah may very well also be Mechayev of Simcha. Yom Kippur may also be Mechayev of Simcha. And we should have said Hallel, could have, should have, would have, but nice we don't, because of Sifri Chayev, the Sifri Meishim. But that idea that Yom Tov requires of us to say Hallel, that's the Simchas Yom Tov Shabbat. And perhaps that's the same Mechayev of Neis also. Why is it that when a Neis occurs that a person says Hallel? Because the answer is that a Neis, a person experiences a Neis, so that fills the person up with an expression of Hallel Vodoya. So that's the proper way to express the Simchas Shabbat. A person just experienced the Yeshua, so they're great, they're smiling, they're glad, they're happy, they're laughing. So what do you do now? Now that a person has experienced such a feeling, now the person is in a state of simcha, so he doesn't just tell a joke about it, but rather that immediately leads him to be b'shabach to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's also a key of simcha. So it's the simcha of Yom Tov that's mechayev halal, it's the simcha of Neis that's mechayev halal. So even though the Gemara is very, very different halals, one's a Yom Tov tikkadin, one's a Neis tikkadin, and the two can have differences, but the common denominator between them is the simcha shabbat. Perhaps that's what the pasuk means, that we say, actually, the way I had the opening set up, it's right before this Masoda. We say, V'ani b'chastacha v'tachni yogya l'vi b'shuasecha, ashir l'Hashem ki gemar alai. So Chaim had an interesting comment in that pasuk. It says, V'ani b'chastacha v'tachni, that means if a person sees that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to perform an Eisim, somehow he sees, you know, the way the events are happening, everything looks like it, the pieces are about to fall into right, into the puzzle, everything looks like it's happening. So I need the chas to chav atachti. I already have the tochen that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to perform a chas for me. Yogel libi b'shua secha. I'm already happy. I already have a simcha salei. I see that the Haman's already pulling the horse. I already see where the tables have been turned. I already, we're in the base of Mikdash. We cleaned up. We got the oil. The first night lit. We already see that things are starting to happen. But you dare not say shira yet, says Reb Chaim. I need the chas to chav atachti. There's a gewaldige simcha shebo when I see that the nation is about to happen. And that was the next day, pasuk say. So, ashiru l'Hashem, ashiru l'Hashem ki gamal alai. But once the nation happens, once it's ki gamal alai, then it's mamash ashiru l'Hashem. So you see that progression in the psukim, that first the simcha, first the person fills up with simcha, that already precedes the culmination of the nation. To just ask cholos anais, the very beginning, once you see the nais is on the horizon already, that's already a gevaldige simcha, and then the culmination of that simcha is a shira l'Hashem ki gomal alai, then the stak on the chayiv of shira. So maybe that's the word here also when it comes to Hallel and Chanukah. Hallel and Chanukah is related to Hallel and Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov, it's no kedushas hayoyim, there's no isim halacha, nothing, but there is simcha shebo, and the simcha shebo is the mechayiv of the kriyas Hallel. So it's interesting to note that these two chidushim that were suggesting that the Shechiyonu was a kiyum of simcha, like Tosu said, and the Hallel is a kiyum of simcha, like the Ramban in effect said, both of these are predicated on the assumption that there is an aspect of simcha and Chanukah. And the only Rishon who were able to pin down, who told us explicitly that there is an inyan of simcha and Chanukah, is the Rambam. And strangely, they seem the Rambam is the one who didn't come to either of these two conclusions. That the Rambam himself said Shechiyanu has nothing to do with Simcha, because the Rambam had a different understanding of Shechiyanu. The Rambam says, Hallel is only Drabbanan, the whole thing is Drabbanan, don't get too carried away with the Simcha Shabbat. So the Rambam Gufa didn't come to these conclusions that we're saying. The Rambam kept the ball rolling. We stole the Rambam, we took what we needed, and then we rejected the rest. We took the Rambam's Yisod of Simcha Shabbat, that Hallel, the Chanukah is a Yom of Simcha, and then we said, my nafkamina, that it's a Zman of Simcha, Chaps nafkamina number one, for Shechiyanu, which the Rambam himself didn't say, but Taisa did say. Chab nafkamina number two, the nafkamina for Hallel, which the Rambam said, which the Rambam himself didn't say. So there is a Gemara of the Simcha Shabbat and Chanukah, and that Simcha may very well be behind these two kiyum that we have, the recitation of the Shechiyanu and the recitation of the Hallel, may very well be the expression of that hidden aspect of Simcha that may very well be a component in the celebration of Chanukah. It means it's a Zman, it's still a Zman, it's a Zman Simcha. Shechiyanu, it's a very good.